Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. We'll put our little records away and have some community conversation for you coming up after the ABC News break, which is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love in Spring Green, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Most of our TSA employees are working without pay.
And Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem is hoping airport travelers hear her message of blame.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
A video for the nation's airports featuring DHS Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the gridlock. But major hubs are refusing to play it, citing the video's blatant political message.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Agents tear-gassed protesters at a car crash in Chicago. ICE agents chasing an undocumented immigrant who tried to get away.
Residents nearby gathering at the scene. The crowd growing hostile, throwing eggs at federal agents, then rocks. Agents responding by firing tear gas. Several people were arrested.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, Los Angeles, now issuing a state of emergency to help people who encounter ICE agents. This is ABC News. If you think weather is already extreme, the UN Weather Agency said today that carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere hit new record highs last year, and that heat trapped by greenhouse gases is turbocharging the Earth's climate and causing more extreme weather. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates have now tripled since the 1960s. It says emissions from human activities and more wildfires have helped fan a vicious climate cycle. The hottest thing on Broadway, it's been around years, but last week it performed better than ever. Hamilton made more than $4 million just last week, the highest gross in its 10 years on Broadway, and it comes outside the holiday season when shows typically see their highest grosses. And I am not throwing away They are not giving away tickets. Fans are paying high prices to see Leslie Odom Jr. return as Aaron Burr. Average ticket price, $376. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The Fall Art Tour will be October 17th through the 19th in the River Valley area. Check out all the local artists and stop by Pamela's and check out all of our new jewelry arrivals in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high near 60 today with mainly cloudy skies, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle possible, a low of 46. Thursday, mostly cloudy and warmer, a 30% chance of spotty showers, a high of 67. And Friday, 75, with isolated showers possible during the day.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. It is our day to talk about Riverdale Schools and actually talk with them here on the morning show, as we have Administrator Jeff Campbell in the studio with us, and he's brought along some friends, including Shay Klicko, Micah Thingvold, and Jordan Cradwell. We're going to introduce you to them, new teachers with the Riverdale District this year. Sarah Pleckelman is here as well to talk about the many things that they have going on. And somewhere around the corner here hiding is Chris Simonson, going to talk about the One Act Festival, which is coming up as well. Jeff? How are you doing this month?
Good. Yeah. This is a busy budget month. So their annual meeting and everything coming up. So this is when all the final numbers come in. So that's where I'm spending most of my time right now. And just focusing on that. But yeah, it's flying by. We're ending the fall sports seasons here soon, getting into the one act kind of in the middle of everything, and then we start up winter sports. So busy time.
Yes, it is. You had the pupil count third week in September.
We did.
How did it look for Riverdale?
Pretty good. We were down, which was expected. We were going to be down a little bit in our numbers this year with the large senior class kind of going out and a 4K class coming in. But our 4K classes have been pretty steady around the 40s to 40. Which has been pretty solid right now for our area and what we have. Open enrollment wise, we were up five kids in there. So we kind of took that gap that we had between open enrolled out and open enrolled in, and we've closed that gap, which is a big goal. So we're still kind of minus, I think, about 15 in there, but we went from 21 down to 15. So we're closing that gap and hopefully can get over that where we have more kids coming in than out, and we're doing a good job with that.
Making progress, it sounds like.
Yeah. Definitely. It takes a little bit of time, but making progress in the way our staff puts themselves out there and the number of things that you'll hear even from our new staff today. We're very fortunate with some of our new staff that we have this year. We'll have them on these three today, and then you'll meet our three other teachers in November. And that's I always talk about the staff, and that's what brings the people in and wanting to be in Riverdale. And you'll see how much all of them do behind the scenes, not just teaching in their classrooms, but the relationships they're building with kids.
Indeed. School board recognition was last week, right?
We did. We got a great group. I just every meeting, you know, I say that because not because they're my bosses, but you know, that helps. But no, they are a great group of people that we can have discussions, and it's like discussions stay there, and they have the best interests of the kids in mind, and it's like we can have those back and forth. And that's always what I felt with our school board. We can come to a consensus that's what's best for the kids, and people aren't afraid to speak up and say, I think this would be a better route. And then, you know, we work together to find the best solution. Starts with our president, Bill Tracy. He's been on the board, I don't know the exact number of years, but a great leader for us, for Riverdale. Nick Stitzer, he continues to him and Gary Stanek. Gary, who I think is on the board the longest at Riverdale, those two were just recognized at in our regional meetings at CESA just this month, and for just their kind of going above and beyond, attending a lot of the leadership development that school board members can do. That it's nice to have a couple people on your board that are going above and beyond and doing that stuff, because everybody. The school board is elected position, but they also hold full-time jobs elsewhere. So to get to those extra things is really difficult with families and everything. So they're going, you know, doing those things to kind of help our board and keep them updated on what the state is having. So good recognition for both of them. Then we have Dave McHenry, former high school principal at Riverdale, just a top-notch individual. And he was an English teacher before that. So he brings in a lot of that knowledge behind the scenes of, you know, what we're battling day in and day out. Darren Miller. Darren had two kids, one graduate from our district, two kids go through our school district. And so he's well-versed in what Riverdale is, Riverdale alum too. Darren Meese, he's got a number of kids working through our district right now. His wife also works in our district, so very involved. He's very involved in things within like coaching and that in the summertime with the youth programs. Mark Cooey, who just had his last daughter graduate last year and stayed on the board. That says a lot. Mark's got a lot of experience working in a number of different county board positions and that. So brings a nice perspective to it, a perspective to budgeting and different things that, you know, they're doing, works at Shriver's and works in a higher up position at Shriver's and working with hiring people. So when it comes to hiring and that, he's got good input for us, knows what we're going through with kind of shortage of workers and that as he tries to balance things. Ronnie Harris, she also had two students that worked through the Riverdale School District and graduated from Riverdale. And she's out of the Evoque area, was just currently served as the village president too for a period of time. So once again, leadership position coming in and being on a board, it really helps to have those perspectives. And then Mandy Kenyon, she's our newest member, filled in for a position, will go up for re-election again in the future here, but once again, an individual that has, she'll have her third kid going through the system right now, and then her husband's also a paraprofessional within our district and also a basketball coach. So it really gives a great perspective on what she can bring to the board, and we're very fortunate she was able to step in when we had an opening and take over that position. So a nice board. You know, we have a 9-member board, and so it's they're very supportive of our students in the district.
It sounds like all ages too. You know, you've got a lot of demographics represented there, don't you?
We definitely do, and a lot of backgrounds and things that they bring their expertise to. And school boards, I think before COVID, were just kind of rolling along, and then COVID came along, and they were kind of put front and center in a position that a lot of people were like, well, now you got to make these giant decisions about keeping schools open and all of that. And a lot of them, you know, it was kind of eye-opening for people, and it was kind of put them front and center. And, you know, our school board responded in the best way possible. And they're always willing to listen. That's the biggest thing. And our constituents can reach out to them. And, you know, if any concerns or anything they have, and then they bring those forth to us. But yeah, we got a nice blend of people, and we hope we can continue to keep this board intact because they're supporting a lot of great things we're doing.
You mentioned new staff. You brought along three of them today, but I know you're pretty proud of the new hires.
Oh, we definitely are. You know, we talk about, you know, people talk about a shortage and it's hard to get people. And we were extremely fortunate to have these three. We'll talk about this month sitting here. And when positions came open, you know, for them to apply and put themselves in a position to be part of our district, I just can't say enough about, you know, the things that these three have done. We were more familiar with Jordan early on because she did a long term with us last year. And so we knew Jordan. She was a graduate. Michael, we had to coax back from, you know, far away down in the Madison area. And then Shay just became a person that was right there, lived in our community, and here she is working with us. And it's been the loads they've taken on are not easy, but varying experience levels. So I'll give a chance for them kind of talk about their experiences now and where they came from.
All right. Good morning, Shay. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. For some reason, you may have to push that switch on your microphone. Do your own engineering there. Push it up towards you. Let's see. Does that help?
That worked.
That worked.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody shut that off on me. How about that?
It wasn't me.
Good to have you in here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I grew up in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, graduated from Reedsburg Area High School. I then went on to get my undergraduate degree in liberal studies with an emphasis on history, specifically ancient history, but I would consider myself pretty well-rounded. And then I went on to do my master's in curriculum and instruction at UW-Madison, and I actually just graduated from that program in August of this past summer.
What attracted you to Riverdale, Shay?
So I ended up, my boyfriend actually works in the Richland Center area, and we were looking for houses, and one came up in Muscadet, and we went and looked at it, and it was, you know, everything we were looking for, so we put an offer in on it right away. And I looked across the street, and I was like, oh, there's a little school district over there. That is so, like, cute, and it's right next door. I go, I wonder if I'll work there someday. And then I ended up actually getting to know some community members and found out that there was a job opening, and I was quick to apply. And at my interview, I'll remember junior high, senior high principal, Sarah Gruen. She said, you know, Riverdale had this sense of community. The school district had this warm sense of community that you really just can't explain until you experience it. And I always think about that, you know, almost every day at work. It's been just such a phenomenal district to work for. So much support, such great staff. So I'm so glad that I happened upon Riverdale School District, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
And you can walk to work?
I can walk to work, and I did this morning. I didn't really plan on it. But
that's awesome.
Nice.
So does it feel like a family?
It 100% does. I mean, the support since day one has been just, I couldn't ask for anything more, whether it's, you know, the people at the district office. You know, Jeff is so incredibly supportive and receptive to anything you need. Sarah Pluckelman came over from the elementary to help me go through some FBLA stuff the other day. My fellow teachers, you know, Micah, Jackie Dahlberg, everyone in the building has just welcomed me in with open arms and been there for anything I need. So.
And what do you teach at Riverdale?
I teach a few things. I teach 7th grade world history, so we're talking about ancient empires right now, which has been pretty fun. The kids are writing some historical fiction essays. And then I teach American history. So we're talking about European exploration into the Americas right now. And that's 8th grade. Next semester, I'll be teaching 9th grade geography. So I look forward to that. I also teach an elective, mostly juniors and seniors, which is global studies. And right now we're analyzing First Amendment rights in the modern day, looking back at some very famous SCOTUS cases having to do with the First Amendment. And then I've got AP psychology, which has just been so fun to teach. I've got a mix of students in there. I've got some juniors and seniors. And right now we're learning about sensation and kind of how that affects the brain and the decision-making process. And we're having a lot of fun learning about these things.
I'm not always sure if young people get into history like I did. Now, I was a geek, but, you know, I mean, do you find that students are fascinated by the past, or how do you get them interested?
I think I like to teach history a little bit backwards, so typically I'll start with a more modern event, something that they can situate themselves in and have some level of confidence in their prior knowledge and what they understand about what's going on today, and then we'll throw it all the way back sometimes to ancient history and talk about how we got to where we are today. So we talked about some recent things that they might recognize in modern-day law, some recent cases that might be interesting to them, or even some of those silly laws that you look back on, like you can't tie your elephant to a fence post. And then we'll talk about, you know, how did we get to this point? How do these laws come into play? And we go all the way back to Hammurabi's code, you know, one of the first written law codes. And so I find that by situating them in the modern day, it makes ancient history and the past a lot more relevant to them.
Indeed. Sometimes movies come into play, too, you know,
Absolutely.
Things that they've seen.
Yeah. We haven't got to our first movie yet. We do some good crash course YouTube videos sometimes, but we're working on a movie as a reward towards the end of the semester. So.
Sounds like a good deal. Yeah. I know you've been helping out with the cross-country team, and how's that going?
Yeah, that's been so great, so much fun. We have a great family. Our cross-country team is super close-knit. We've got some great runners. The middle school had their last race last night at Cuba City. We had two middle school girls place, a third place and a sixth place. And then we had one more who was just at that 15 medal cutoff, and she got 16th place. So they ran really hard. They've been doing great. And then high school has their conference meet at Cuba City as well on Thursday. So we look forward to that. And then October 25th will be sectionals in Prairie du Chien. And then fingers crossed, we might head over to state after that.
Yeah, we'll hope you do. Riverdale Invitational has long been kind of that gauge right before the postseason mm-hmm. begins, and you had that on Saturday. I don't know how you orchestrate that all because there's so many runners involved in that thing.
Yeah.
You had a good day, didn't you?
We had a great day. The weather was wonderful. People showed up nice and early. We had some buses showing up around 7 a.m. We had the concessions up. A lot of parents brought delicious baked goods, which we much appreciated. We had, I can't give you the exact number, but upper 600s for racers. And people really look forward to the Invitational. It's a place where a lot of runners PR. We've got that really nice traditional cross-country course. So you go out into the woods, it's nice and flat, no significant incline. So the kids ran it really well. We had almost every single one of our athletes PR'd on that course. And then we did have our one of our middle school runners place as well. It's a tough course to place at with that many runners. But they did amazing. They did a really great job. We were very excited to have everyone. It's cool to see the field filled up with tents like that. And everybody just so high energy and happy to be there. So it was great. I look forward to it next year as well.
Was that your only home meet then?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's our only home meet for the season. And it's a big one.
Yeah,
so.
It is. If you're going to do it, you do it
yes,
big, right?
Exactly.
Well, we'll come back to you, Shay. Nice to meet you. We're going to move it over to Micah Thingvold. If you want to swing that over to you a little bit, there you go. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Phil.
What brought you back to Riverdale?
Well, it always seems to come back to family when you think about like what's going on in life and what's most important. So family, my family kind of changed in the last few years. So my wife and I, we finally became a couple, and then we had a daughter. And our daughter, we wanted to make sure around her grandparents as much as possible. So both our grandparents are both still in the area. So having that opportunity to be closer with family was really great, and just kind of a nice little reset from a bigger area where, you know, you don't get quite as much time as you maybe would like with your family, and being able to come back and being able to recenter has been really great. So,
where were you teaching at prior?
I was at Wanakee. So after graduating Riverdale in 2003 and then graduating from UWL with my teaching degree, I moved to New Auburn, real small community, kind of similar to Ithaca. And then from there, went to Wanakee, where I've been the last 13 years, kind of teaching sixth grade math and science the whole time. And then eventually working my way up the coaching ranks in baseball as well. So starting at JV, then helping Hall of Fame coach there, Spencer Lee, and the varsity level, and then eventually taking over for him the last 4 years. And then this spring, Jeff and I were having a conversation. Jeff reached out, or I reached out. I don't remember how it quite worked out, but we're having a conversation about the opportunity to come back. And there's just always been something like Riverdale's always been home. So that ability to come home, that safe environment, and getting away from Wanakee a little bit where it was awesome. I loved every minute of it, but it was time to kind of shift gears back to being home.
Mm-hmm. Does feel like family, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Shay hit on that. Our whole hallway, we have four teachers down our hallway, and we all just kind of whatever we need to do that the student needs, we're going to be doing it for them. So it's been pretty amazing to have so many people that are around that it just immediately invest into the students.
I have to wonder, how much did your father-in-law recruit you then too, Kurt Thompson?
He might have had a little bit to play there. Yeah, so I mentioned Spencer Lee, Hall of Fame coach, and then I'll go from helping Spencer Lee to another Hall of Fame coach. I feel pretty lucky in having some really great coaches. Father-in-law, I mean, I played for Kurt. That was a pretty cool experience, so being able to come back and help out has been pretty great. He actually gave me my start as a high school coach too. So back, I think it was 2009, they had enough guys for two teams and they needed a JV coach. So he offered me that position. So being able to, I've started my coaching career with him, and now being able to come kind of full circle and kind of always been kind of in touch, but now more recently as he's become my father-in-law, yeah, learning a lot more from him has been really great.
So you'll be on the staff in the spring then?
Yeah, helping him as much as possible. Yeah, I joke with people, my goal is to keep him coaching as long as I possibly can. He's done so many amazing things. The longer he can be around the guys is awesome, yeah. Just listening to all the other teachers talk about Kurt's involvement has been amazing, and how positive of experience he gives everybody, just makes everybody feel at home. And it's even cool to hear how other teachers will talk about the players of the baseball program and the impact that Kurt has on those students and athletes, and how they rise to the occasion no matter the situation. It's pretty great to see his impact.
His longevity and you know, in terms of the program, is always strong every single year. That's a testament. And I wonder about a new coach getting into it today, if they can last as long as he has, because, you know, it's tough.
It is, yeah. It takes a special kind of person to be able to, like, want to stick with it and continue to grow something as great as he has. Yeah, I don't know how he does it. It is a lot. It is a challenge, and he seems to make it just seem seamless. He just makes it look so easy, and it is a lot of work, and he does a really amazing job at it. To do it for as long, I don't know. You don't see it too often. It is rare. It is rare. So
very fortunate, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Gets the most out of athletes that are out for other sports. Like I think about wrestling. I think about the Brewers. Mm-hmm. You know, got all these, you know, these short and stocky guys playing. You know, that's kind of Riverdale baseball,
right?
Sometimes.
That is. Yeah, we're going to be a gritty bunch. We're going to find our way. That's kind of been our MO since Jeff and I were playing back in the early 2000s. So just having. Yeah, he always makes the most of it, and really the most for any player, you know, like makes the most of the situation for him. So,
Jeff, do you know which Brewer was a state tournament wrestler
in
high school, don't you? You,
no.
Mike? Caleb Durbin made it to state in wrestling.
He looks the part.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's your trivia for the day.
That's good.
So you teach math then at Riverdale?
Teach math, yeah. I have seventh grade math right now, and then I also teach algebra, and then we have like a kind of a math of sevens essential, we call it, and it's like it just helps those core skills that we really need a little bit more time to emphasize on. So I have those students again. So yeah, math seven is a lot of beginning of algebra kind of stuff, and looking at just getting into geometry, like the very basis of some of those kind of where things are going to go. And then obviously algebra, everybody's favorite high school class, I think. So, you know, trying to make that as engaging and as fun for those primarily freshmen as possible. It's been a great fun challenge for me this start of the school year.
You must have liked math back in the day, huh?
I did, yeah, yeah. I've had some pretty good experiences. I had some great teachers back here at Riverdale too that I really connected with too. So, Mrs. Zander, Miss Carmody, to name a few, really gave me a great, great base for my math. And I always enjoyed it. So trying to bring that joy into my students is kind of what I always hope to do.
Yeah, you try to make it fun, right?
Try to. Sometimes math is a little tricky to do that, but, you know, we make the most of it and we find some different ways to have fun. It might not happen in that curriculum, but you can definitely bring the joy out of anything you're teaching, right?
Do you still have math teams and math competitions among
schools?
Yeah,
we do. I'm still starting to get back into that. Where I was, I didn't have to do a whole lot of that, right? But now that we're getting back here, we will definitely be, I'll be more involved in that math team for sure. I think most of that stuff starts in the spring, late winter kind of season. So
get them all coached up.
Get them ready to go, yep.
We're going to take a break and come back. We still need to talk to Jordan Cradwell and Simo, and Sarah Pleckelman is here as well, as we talk about Riverdale schools on this day's morning show.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let CalSeeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs, people who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics just completed advanced training in concussion management, aligning with the latest evidence-based guidelines. Turns out, rest isn't the only answer anymore. Experts now recommend a gradual return to activity after 72 hours post-injury. Trust the physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to help with your recovery care.
From State Farm Bureau meetings to national ag policy meetings, even global trade events, Brownfield Ag News is there. We're on the ground year-round, covering the stories that impact you. We bring you relevant, timely news across the airwaves and across digital and social media platforms, too. Wherever agriculture is happening, Brownfield is there. Stay informed, stay connected at brownfieldagnews.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Jeff Campbell and friends in the studio with us from Riverdale today on WRCO Radio, talking about Riverdale schools and another of the new teachers this fall. We welcome Jordan Cradwell. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back in there. Can you talk about your past teaching experience?
Absolutely. So after graduating high school, I went to UW-Platteville and got my degree in elementary ed, K through 9. And then there was a position open at Riverdale for a long-term substitute in music. So I actually started my first year teaching music. Even though I had very little experience, I played in band and choir for 8 years. But I used what I knew and I trucked right along and taught kindergarten through fifth grade music for a couple months. And then I got lucky enough to go to fourth grade teaching all subjects, and that was nice to have a little change in my day. But yeah, I actually have a lot of familiar faces in my current position. I see a lot of the same students that I had in fourth grade and in music. And then walking through the hallway, I see a little kid in first grade and, hi, Miss Gradwell. Oh, hi. You remember me from music from last year. So that's nice being able to see a lot of familiar faces.
That's awesome. What year did you graduate from Riverdale?
2020.
Okay.
COVID year.
Oh, a COVID year.
Yes. And
so it's hard to believe that, 5 years have passed.
I know.
So did you always want to be into education?
Absolutely. I remember playing with my older sister in our basement, and we had a little desk that was, I don't know, however old. I don't know where my mom and dad got it, but we set up a school, and I was the teacher, and I would make Jamie or my dad or my mom sit, and I was the teacher, and I don't know what I taught, but I made them suffer through it, and I love to teach, and I knew from a young age that I wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah, that is awesome. My daughters did that, too. I was in their class many times. And you're back working with some of the people that taught you. What is that like?
I know.
Like?
It's very weird, I'll have to say, going from calling them Mrs. Puckelman to now being able to say, hey, Sarah, it's different. I'm not used to that quite yet. But it's nice having relationships with all of the staff already and having the experience from last year. I knew a lot of the staff already as well. So coming back in this year, it's nice to being able to have that level of communication and relationships with them.
Teaching fifth grade, then you teach all subjects?
Fifth grade, I teach math, reading, and technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does technology involve?
So each student has their own Chromebook, and so we focus on learning typing on home row. We have typing.com, and they go on and spend about 15 minutes of it every day that they have technology. Focusing on keeping their fingers on the H and the J and making sure they know how to type. And then I try to make technology fun. So I introduce new like websites and different things to have them be successful in the future. I know like they need to use Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Slides in high school. So we introduce that now. This month we made Get to Know You slideshows. So they did like a little quiz and they each got to make their own and then introduce it to the class, and the class played their quizzes. So it was nice that we did technology to get to know each other. So it was very fun.
Very rewarding to be back in the district that you grew up in, then, I'm sure.
Very rewarding. It's nice to being able to call Riverdale home, and hopefully it never changes. I hope to stay here. Yeah, walking through the hallways that I was once a student in and sitting in the class. I'm actually teaching in one of the classrooms or in the classroom that I was once a student in. So it's a full circle moment, and it's weird being able to think, like, I remember having this class in this room and this class in this room, and then walking by and knowing that I'm a role model now. It's cool. It's a very cool experience.
And you had this guy, Mr. Simonson, too, right?
Yes. I had him for band and drama.
And did you hear yourself when you were teaching music last year? Did you have Simon in your head
there? I actually did, and I remember all the cool things that we did in elementary music when we learned to play the instruments for the first time. So I wanted to make it full circle and teach the students how to play the instruments properly. And I remember Simo, you know, when we played the drums and making sure we hold the sticks correctly. So that was in the back of my mind teaching the other kids.
The whole time. Well, Mr. Simonson is here. We'll give him some equal time as well. Chris, you're going to be hosting a one-act festival in Riverdale. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, Phil. We are hosting the District 10 one-act festival on Friday, the 24th. There will be two schools there, Norwalk, Ontario, Wilton, or Brookwood will be there performing their show at 11 o'clock that morning. And we will do ours at noon in the Little Theater at Riverdale. This is an adjudicated event. We have three judges that will be there. They give critiques, feedback to the schools that are there, and you receive either an advance or a stop to go on to the next level. And it's rare when somebody receives a full stop at this level because everybody's working toward a finished product, and that's one of the things that they're asking for. So, it begins at 11 a week from Friday. There is no admission charge, so anybody that wants to come and see the plays is welcome to do that.
What are you putting on this fall?
We are doing a show called Andromeda's Galaxy by Alan Hanel. It's a neat story. We did it about 15 or 16 years ago. The story is a girl whose parents named Andromeda because they were Star Trek, the superior of that genre. They were Star Trek fans, as was her daycare teacher, and so they named her Andromeda. And what's happening is as she's going through her life in high school, all the stress that she has is being kind of transferred to her inner monologue, which is on the Starship Enterprise. So there's the crew of the Enterprise there, always happening and reacting and doing things that are in her mind while she's talking to friends, parents, grandmother, a nasty boyfriend. But it's a fun script, and it gives the kids a nice chance to do some things.
Does somebody wear Spock ears or not?
No, there is. Our Spock is called Lieutenant Rhombus.
Oh.
But it is a Spock character, but we haven't given him the ears.
What about the students that are in it? Could you talk about some of the students?
Sure. We've got a number of students. We lost some great seniors last year. You know, that always happens. We have people that graduate and later become teachers at Riverdale. we also had some kids who were eighth graders last year who did our radio play and our spring play who are now freshmen. We also picked up a student or two who have not been involved before, who are sophomores or juniors that are on stage or backstage. So we've got quite a good-sized cast of kids and support groups.
And Riverdale's got a good track record of, going on to the next level, right?
We do. There, when I first took over at Riverdale, I didn't realize just what a history there was there. I mean, there are forensics and drama trophies from the 1950s from the Wisconsin River League for Riverdale. And I remember Jean Burkett, speaking of her, one of my teachers at the campus, my director at the campus, as she was yours. She was also my dad's English teacher at Lone Rock High School all those years ago. I sat in her class the first day and she said, "Wait, are you Harlan's boy?" "Yes. How do you know?" "Well, I had him in high school." "What?" So, but I remember her telling a story once. She said she was judging something at Riverdale, and there were hay bales up on the stage set on a farm or something like that. A bale tipped over. Two guys look at each other. They just shrugged their shoulders as the scene went on, walked over, picked up the bale, put it back where it was supposed to go while everything else was happening. So, you know, that tradition has been there for decades.
Very good. And the cast members?
Cast members. Here's who we have in the cast. Make sure I get everybody. First of all, big thanks to Katie Benedict, Katie Fritz, who is a co-director with me. She has been just phenomenal to work with. And her husband, Steve, who is a janitor in the district, who will come in and help us with numerous things. They have a long storied drama background So that's nice. But our actors include Vivian Benedict, Braylee Bedward, Abe Schaefer, Wyatt Bray, Mark Wilkie, Movana Zarbach, Fiona Zarbach, E.J. Justum, Eli Stiber, Adrian Rush, Archer Imhoff, Sienna Deglow, Adrian Rush. Oh, said Adrian once. Yep. Ezra Noble, Delaney Imhoff, Gary Compton, Priscilla Dudley, Addie Putz, and then our crew is Trinity Fry, Diana Medina, Chloe Pauls, and Nora Wolf. So okay. big bunch of folk.
You're not in the school every day like you used to be. Is it as easy to recruit kids to be in the cast? Or?
Well, you know, the kids kind of do the recruiting for us.
Really?
They pull in their group of friends. You know, oftentimes a percentage of the drama kids are the ones who don't feel they necessarily fit in a lot of other places, and they find that home. They find that safe place in the theater, and they're kind of attracted to one another. And so I find a lot of the recruitment has come from the kids actually saying, hey, you need to come and be in this play. Come on in with us. And so that's been really nice.
Awesome. And again, the festival is coming up next Friday?
Next Friday, the 24th. First play is at 11. We go on at noon. Again, there's no admission charge, and the public is more than welcome to come and see some great theater there.
Does Riverdale have school that day?
They do not.
Okay.
They do not. It was a release day for whatever reason.
But, all right.
So, yeah.
Good opportunity.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thank you.
You bet. Chris Simonson joining us, and we've kept her silent way too long. Sarah Peckelman, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me this morning.
Good to have you in here. You want to talk about a few things going on, including the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance. What's that all about?
Absolutely. So the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance, or WRSA, is actually an organization that started back in 2008, with just a group of CISA members and district leaders who recognized that rural schools really didn't have a strong voice like in state politics and national politics. But rural schools makes up the majority of schools in any state, not only Wisconsin. So by 2011, 2012, they were recruiting members from other school districts. Now they have over 180 public schools out of the 310 rural districts in the state, colleges, universities, CISAs, and even individual and business members that are just there to support rural schools. So they have their big state convention coming up at the end of the month. And we fortunately have representatives from our district putting on two of the workshops there. One is our instructional coaches. We have Kelly Schaefer, who's our coordinator of technology and instruction. And then our two instructional coaches, Sherry Wilkinson and Lynn Terrell. And the three of them got together and are going to present on leveraging your instructional staff as instructional coaches. We know, as Jeff has mentioned before, that we have teacher shortage, staff shortage, that it's hard to get good quality people into rural school districts. And so we had some great teachers, great staff members that were able to leverage, use part of their schedule to be instructional coaches, to get into the classroom, to support teachers with curriculum, with instruction, with classroom management, with assessments, and then how to collect the assessment data to then, you know, further improve that high quality instruction. So our coaches do amazing things in our district, and we want to share that and kind of provide a model for other rural districts that are kind of struggling in those areas to see how they can leverage their staff to provide some of those same opportunities.
How are things going in your building this year?
Oh, awesome. We did have preliminary information from like report cards coming out. And so those, we saw some improvements there that we're quite proud of and happy with. We know that we look at not only the district report cards, and I think Mr. Campbell is going to talk about some redefining ready things and ways that we're moving kids forward and making sure, like with our new vision and mission, that all of our students graduate college, career, and life ready.
Okay. Riverdale Academic Coaches presentation. Did you want to talk about that?
Yes, that was the one that I talked about.
You talked
Kelly
about
and Lynn
that.
And Sherry are going to be doing that one. And then I will actually have an opportunity to present with Dr. Tim Buttles from UW-Platteville and one of their instructors there, Austin Rickles, on a partnership that we started a few years ago with UW-Platteville, offering the Introduction to Education course. And I think actually Jordan took that one as part of, or taught by Platteville. But we're able to get it focused more at the high school level and provide something for juniors and seniors interested in education to get that first like foundational education class done in high school. And then it kind of saves them time and money then as they transition to college afterwards.
Yeah. Riverdale must be doing something right. All these people want to come back and
well,
teach,
you certainly
right?
hope so. Yeah.
That's awesome. We had her in here last spring, but Judy Makovic.
Yes. So Judy, amazing. She is in her 66th, 67th year with the district. And that's professionally, she actually is a Riverdale grad. She graduated in 1959 and then went right from graduation to working as a secretary in the district, has held a couple different positions. After her children were born, she actually left her employment with the district to help her husband on the farm to raise her kids, but was quickly called back into service as a school board member. She was kind of appointed to fill a vacancy and then ended up staying on the board for 11 more years. After her time on the school board, her kids were grown, so then she got hired back in the district, has worked for numerous district administrators, and has a long, illustrious career and has really become one of the most recognizable faces in our district.
Nice to recognize her and mention
yes.
her.
Yes, so she will be recognized at that WRSA conference as the 2025 Rural Support Person of the Year.
Great. Do you miss speaking Spanish every day, or do you still get a chance to hone your
skills? Un poco. Every day? I actually did have a parent this morning ask me, she goes, actually, I got a Spanish question for you. Fabulous. But we do have a couple of Spanish-speaking families in the district that I do get to speak to parents or email them parents in Spanish. So it's nice to maintain that connection as well.
Great skill to have, isn't it?
Sí.
Absolutely. Jeff, boy, you've got some good people around you.
Yeah, we sure do talk about that almost monthly about the people that make up the district, and they're the ones that do the heavy lifting in the district. And we're really, really fortunate to each day have these kids interacting with our children, and our families really feel that.
We wanted to mention some other results. I think you had some programming results.
Too. Yeah, so we have our AP every year, our advanced placement. We're pretty proud of it as a small district. It's kind of part of our vision, and that is that we want to prepare students no matter the realm they go in. We talked about our ag program earlier. A lot of kids going in that area doesn't always take a 4-year. They go to a tech school or some for a lot of that programming. And then we also have our college-bound students that are on the 4-year path. So we have kids all over the place, and our advanced placement, we offer up to 9 different advanced placement courses depending on the year if there's an interest in it. So that has been, I think, a driving point. It's just not as much for the kids to take it just for the credit at the test. It's the experience they have when they take the class, and it prepares them and wants them get some college ready for later on, and you can get some credits out of it with taking the test at the very end. So for a small school like that, to be able to offer that many, that means our staff is really put in a lot of time. It's sending like somebody like Shay this year came in, not necessarily certified to go right into that. She's working towards that AP psych, but has taken it on, and is it's an added burden to them. When I say burden, it's a lot of extra work because you're expecting it's almost a college level course, and then you're expecting the kids to produce that college level work, and so it takes a lot of time to do it. And usually our classes are around maybe up to 10 kids within an AP course. This year, we also opened up U.S. history to our sophomores. So we have 9 sophomores taking U.S. history, AP U.S. history with Mr. Thompson. So we're trying to get those kids earlier in those courses. It opens up their schedule later on, so they're able to take more of these courses later on. So they're not necessarily taking 4 or 5 a year and kind of overburdening themselves, you know, in their last year of school. So we've done a great job. We had 65% of our kids that took courses last year earned credit. And that's a great number. If you can get above that 60%, the state kind of recognizes right around that 60% as doing an exceptional job in advanced placement.
Didn't you have a student a couple of years ago that had like 60 some credits?
We have, crazy? Yeah. We've had a couple different students that have gone into the 50s and 60s credit wise before they leave Riverdale, and you know, it's the ability to kind of just get the kids ready for whatever their path wants to be, and more of an individual approach in our schools. So our program's doing a great job doing that and preparing our kids for the next level.
And everything else going well? Anything else you wanted to talk about
it
today?
Is. No. I think I'm pretty good. We'll get into the Redefining Reading Report Card in that another time, and have some of our specialists that work with that in here in the next couple months. But some good. We're finding some good data as we're able to continue to build on that report card every year.
Great. Good to meet all of you. Shay, you had the opportunity to be in bigger communities and things like that. Here in the Riverdale, it's a little bit different situation. And I'm guessing students aren't necessarily going to fall through the cracks as much as maybe they were in a bigger district, right?
Yeah, so I student taught in the Madison area, and I was in a great school, and I also attended Reedsburg, which was a pretty big school. And there is that struggle, you know, a lot of the times kids who are lower achieving or have more defined academic struggles or areas of improvement, and then that gap between those students and the high achieving students tends to open up, and some kids can slip through the cracks. But I've noticed at Riverdale that everyone is met, everyone's needs are met at every level. There's such a good ratio, first of all, at a smaller school, educator to student, and there's just such attention to detail from every educator that I've worked with. So constantly paying attention to the students' needs, not only academically, but socially and emotionally. There's a lot of emphasis on social emotional learning in the district, and the kids are truly loved and cared for. I see that in the elementary school, in the junior and senior high school, and within all of the educators. Everyone's there because they truly love what they do, and they really care about the students and want to see them succeed. So.
And you can get involved in a lot of things. Jordan, you were involved in a lot of extracurriculars at Riverdale, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was in band, choir, drama club, student council. I can't name them all off the top of my head, but I was in a lot. So almost every day after school, I either had practice or I had a meeting, and I think it made my career a lot better. I couldn't imagine going home after school and just sitting on the couch. I like to be involved, and I met a lot of new people that I wouldn't have probably ever talked to if I hadn't been in those clubs or organizations. So,
do you have plans to coach or advise any of those clubs?
Maybe. I have a baby at home, so I'm kind of busy at home. But maybe in the future, I definitely would like to coach probably a club. I'm not really a sporty girl, if you know me. But yeah, maybe. If the opportunity comes up, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Micah, you're gearing up. Do you coach anything during the rest of the year or not?
No, not during the – it'll just be spring right now. Look to help out all those – any program that's looking for a way to help out, I try to make myself available to them to just kind of be there to – be a good support person until it's more my season. So,
otherwise, coaching the math team.
Getting that math team ready, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, thanks to all of you for coming in today. Good to see. Here's to a good school year. It's off to a good start, it sounds like, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely off to a great start. And look forward to the next couple months. We'll bring you some new information about what's going on at Riverdale.
We'll see you in November.
You bet. We'll do.
Jeff Campbell joining us, along with Shay Klicko and Micah Thingvold, Jordan Cradwell, and Chris Simonson and Sarah Pleckelman from Riverdale Schools on The Morning Show.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Tractor from land to lawn.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has